No one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. Because that's why we're here. We're here because of Jesus. And it's because of Jesus that we have this foundation and we have this strength. So the Apostle Paul tells you to be rooted in Christ, to say that, to have Him. But then again, let's think about it this way. In order to stay in Christ, we need nourishment. We need strength. We need Him in our lives. There was a woman one day, and she wanted some company because she was living alone. So she thought that, you know, it'd be nice to have a pet. I wonder what kind of pet I can have. Well, she went to the pet store, and she was looking all around, and the one beautiful, beautiful creature was the parrot. And so she thought, you know, I think I'm going to buy this parrot, and then I'm going to have company because the parrot is going to talk to me. Because parrots talk, you know. And so she bought the parrot, took the parrot home, put the parrot in the cage, tried talking to the parrot, but the parrot didn't say anything. So next day she goes to the pet store and she talks to the owner and she says, you know, that parrot that I bought yesterday isn't talking. Do you have a mirror in that cage? Parrots like mirrors. They like to look at themselves and talk. So she bought the mirror. And she brought the mirror home and put it in the cage. Parrot still didn't talk. She's just shaking her head and she doesn't know what's going on. She goes back to the pet store. And she says, you know, this parrot that I bought just isn't talking. Do you have a ladder in your cage? She said, no. Well, you know, parrots like to climb ladders. And, you know, a happy parrot is a talkative parrot. So she bought the ladder, took it home, and you got it. It didn't work. The next day she went back for a swing. That didn't work. So the following day, this is like five trips extra. She goes back to the store and she tells the owner, you know that parrot that I bought? It died. And he said, well, I'm so sorry. Did the parrot say anything? And she said, oh, yeah. Before he died, he said, doesn't that pet store sell food? Now, I'm not going to say the Bible is the pet store. What I'm going to say is the nourishment we have from life is from the Scriptures. From Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's for our strength. God knows that we need strength. God knows that this world is spinning out of control. I often pray each day that God would send Jesus and take care of all the pain, the sorrow, take care of the minds of people. Don't know what goes through the minds of people. Just last night there was a shooting in Dallas. Some say 8 and some say 9 killed. It's not just happening there. It's happening here and in the cities. Life just doesn't mean anything anymore. But God says in His Word that life is precious. And to enjoy that life that He gives you, He gives you His nourishment, the Scriptures. Because in those Scriptures, we find the strength that God has for us. You chose some mighty verses of Scripture. Wyatt chose John 3:16. God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son into death so that all who would believe would not perish, but have everlasting life. And Justin, you chose verses that apply to you. and their strength for you. Their strength in God's word. And I'm happy that you've got these stoles right there, and you've got the scripture reference right there so you can remember it. We need that connection. Everyone needs that connection with Jesus. And in John chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. You receive nourishment from me." So we receive nourishment from Jesus. In a few minutes, you're going to come up and partake of the sacrament after you're confirmed. We don't want to do anything out of necessary ordering, though. But you're going to take the body given and the blood shed for you of Jesus. That's amazing. That's an amazing nourishment that we have, that God gives to us. And just, you know, at the beginning of the gospel lesson today, Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms, many mansions, many places." That's where you're going to be. Jesus prepares that place for us. So you're going to go through life. You're starting out, you're being confirmed, God's blessings. But as you grow older, you're going to have many things that happen to you. You're going to have many things that happen in your families. Some are going to be very joyous. You're going to spring for joy. Babies are going to be born. And you know, you're going to have siblings, and you're going to have all of these kinds of joys and celebrations. But along with that comes the sorrows, comes the problems. And I like to say that there's hills that we've got to climb. There's curves we're going to go around. There's potholes that we have to miss. And all of those things are going to be there. Whether they're sicknesses or broken bones or broken relationships, and even death happens. We don't want to happen, but Paul tells us the wages of sin is death, so we know we're going to die. And all these people here are at one time going to die. But up till that time, up till the time that the Lord calls us home and calls us to be with Him forever, He gives us strength in the Scriptures. He gives us strength here in His holy word, that He sent His Son, Jesus, to live on this earth. And Jesus, you know, when He started His ministry, there were lots of people that followed Him and lots of people that wanted to kill Him. Because He was talking out of His head. They didn't want Him around. But Jesus was there because of your sin and my sin and their sin and their sin. Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins. And the sins that can be said of greed, we want more money. Pride, we're the best that there ever is. You know, that kind of makes us want to feel good. You know, when I was your age and I was out skating and playing hockey, and we would get teams together and we'd get up on the boards, by the boards, invariably I was the last one chosen. And I would think, gee, nobody likes me. But God likes you. God loves you, no matter what happens. No matter if you're the first chosen or if you're the last chosen. God loves you in Jesus. And He gives this strength to you. Now and on through your life. The strength of Jesus. And He gives you His Holy Spirit. He gave you the Holy Spirit and created faith in your hearts in your baptism. So when the pastor said, "I baptize you, Wyatt, I baptize you, Justin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, he grabbed hold of you and pulled you to himself and told you, where you are, I will be. You are mine, and you're mine forever. And so he tells you that. And he tells you in his word not to forget him. Sometimes we do forget. Sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we doubt that God is even present in our lives. The Apostle Thomas doubted on the day that Jesus rose from the dead. His disciples told Thomas, that they had seen the Lord. And he said, you know, unless I see the marks in his hands and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. The next week, Jesus appeared with his disciples and said, Thomas, come here. Put your fingers in my hands and put your hand in my side. Stop doubting and believe. So there were doubts, and we're going to have doubts. But God strengthens you through that Holy Spirit. I pray that his blessing be with you, not just today, but every day of your lives. And that you don't stop learning about Jesus. That you continue to keep learning about Jesus. And learning about his grace and mercy and love for you. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace